Good evening, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you to all of our wonderful veterans. Thank you so much to all of our wonderful...
Good evening.
Thank you. I'm so thankful for each one of you and all that you have done for our country. And we're soon going to see our great victory. Great victory. And President Trump actually said that today. I'm going to show you what he said about 11/11. Today is a big day in our history that we appreciate.
In a symbolic gesture, American troops destroy the Nazi party emblem.
I don't know what that is. Sorry about that. So I don't know exactly what that was coming from. All right. So I really, like I said, really appreciate each and every one of you and all that you have done for our country. And so President Trump said something really remarkable today. He said that we're going to start calling this day Victory Day. So do you guys hear what I am saying? I want to make sure that you guys are hearing it. Seeing it, everything is good. Give me the thumbs up. Are y'all hearing everything? Is everything okay? Just want to make sure. Give me the thumbs up if it's all good. Thank you so much. So, yes. So President Trump said we're not over in France when he went to France, they had called it Victory Day, and so he said that we should be calling it Victory Day. We have not been calling it Victory Day, and he said that soon. We'll call it Victory Day, not just for World War I and World War II, but for other wars. And I thought that was very interesting. And my thought is that he is saying that because of the Armageddon, that we're going to have a victory in the Battle of Armageddon. I think that's what he was saying. What do you guys think? That's what my thought is right there. That was my thought. So if you guys are new here, I am Melissa Redpill. This is my website, melissaredpill.com. Tons of resources over there for you. Over 1,000 videos about how this is biblical and all that we've been going through and what connecting the dots with how this is biblical. So definitely check it out. Make sure you hit the like button right now, everybody. Hit the like button. I really appreciate you guys sharing all of our great information. And so tonight we're going to get started on some really great things. I wanted to make sure that you saw this. This is super cool, an amazing monument that is in Washington, D.C. And what's so cool about it, have you guys seen this? Next time I go to Washington, D.C., I've definitely got to make sure to go over and see this one. On this monument here on 11/11, November 11th, at 11/11 in the day, it actually, the sun shines exactly through the openings in these monuments to make the beautiful emblem on the pavement in the front. Do you see that? How amazing is that? Whoever made this is so talented and just an amazing architecture. And really, it's pointing us to 11/11, not just this day, 11/11. One day I'm going to have to do a whole video on all kinds of verses that are in the Bible that are numbered 11/11. Of course, you know my favorite one, Revelation 11:11 says, God breathed life into them and they stood up and great fear fell on all who were watching. In other words, all of our enemies. This is what they're afraid of us. They're afraid of our military. They're afraid of President Trump. They're afraid that we have awakened and this is exactly what has happened. And so 11/11, I believe, is really... You know, our forefathers knew this when they made this the day. And of course, all these dates have been orchestrated by the cabal, but ultimately they're orchestrated by the Lord. And so this 11/11 is a big, big day on the calendar, as well as a big day, a big number in the Bible. Actually, if you might see 11/11 all the time, and that's really where it comes from, is I think it's just this awakening number that is talking about from Revelation 11:11. God breathed life into them. So we were asleep and somehow God spoke to us and we woke up and we are fighting hard. Now, you know, not like our wonderful veterans who really risked their lives, but you know, some of us have risked our lives, you know, in doing this, because when you fight against these people, they don't play at all. So This has been somewhat daunting. That's the closest thing we'll ever get to be in the military. And so, you know, we're in the Lord's army, right? All right. So I just thought that was just so beautiful. I want to make sure that you guys saw that, that image, that monument right there to our wonderful veterans. So yes, isn't that awesome? All right. And so this is what President Trump had to say. Now, I don't know if my volume is going to cooperate. Let's just see what's going to happen here when I unmute it. All right. So whatever was playing, it finally decided to quit. I don't know what that was. All right. So do not try this at home. So this is where our president, our wonderful President Trump, so amazing, where he said that about this we're going to call this Victory Day from now on. We've been calling it Veterans Day. We're going to call it Victory Day. I want you to hear what he had to say.
I don't like being politically correct. So we're not going to be politically correct anymore. From now on, when we fight a war, we only fight for one reason, to win. We fight to win. As you know, today is not only Veterans Day, but it's my proclamation that we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I. Victory Day, you know, I was recently at an event and I saw France was celebrating Victory Day, but we didn't. And I saw France was celebrating another Victory Day for World War II. And other countries were celebrating. They were all celebrating. We're the one that won the wars. And I said, from now on, we're going to say Victory Day for World War I and World War II. And we could do for plenty of other wars, but we'll start with those two. Maybe someday somebody else will add a couple of more because we won a lot of good ones. But when I see other countries celebrating Victory Day, I watched it. I watched UK. I watched Russia. They were celebrating Victory Day, World War II. And I said, we got to have a Victory Day. Nobody even talked about it in our country. But from now on, we're going to be celebrating Victory Day for World War I, for World War II, and frankly, for everything else. Under the Trump administration.
There you go. And for everything else, I think, you tell me what you guys think in the comments. I think, let me see if there's anything else you would point out. Hang
on. We're restoring the pride and the winning spirit of the United States military. That's why we have officially renamed the Department of Defense back to the original name, Department of War. And remember, we won World War I, we won World War II, we won everything in between, we won everything that came before, and then we brilliantly decided to change the name of this great thing that we all created together, and we became politically correct.
Right. So, yeah, no, he's not politically correct at all, is he? Thank God. Thank God for President Trump. So I think, you guys can tell me what you think, but I really do think that that's it. And so, you know, I think that, and I've got a whole study that's coming up. It's going to be starting on the 25th. Really cool, connecting so many dots. So write that down on your calendar, the 25th of February. I'm starting this really cool study about, it's like a three-part study on our history and great presidents who knew who we were fighting. We were fighting the cabal, and they knew that these people were trying to, you know, remove our sovereignty and control our country. And you know, of course, President Trump is one of those, but Roosevelt was too. And so he knew what we were really trying to do. And he knew Churchill was sitting right next to him, you know, on this great day. I think it was 11/11 when they're sitting there. And I don't know, maybe that was a different day. Anyway, whatever day it was, they were sitting next to each other. But he knew that was one of his big enemies, because he was trying to stop the globalist banksters of the city of London. So really amazing. The battle that President Trump is fighting is amazing. Off the charts, you know, high-level strategy, you know, Sun Tzu war. And so we will one day he'll be able to say it. Right now he can't really say it because we're still in the war. But once that victory is complete, then we can say it and explain it to everybody what has been going on. But thankfully we know We know. I'm so glad that we know the Lord has awakened us and we've been able to piece these things together as much as possible, as much as we can with the information that we have out there. All right. So I thought that was really great and really worth sharing. So again, here is 11:11 that you see from God's Word, and it's in the book End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I think most of you have read that book, but I talk about this in the book 11:11, and I decode the entire book of Revelation. If you're not familiar with that, that's what I do. And so this one right here. Here is where, again, it says Revelation 11:11, God breathed life into them and they stood up. It's like Ezekiel's army, the dead bones on the valley floor, and that they God breathed life into them, and he put sinew on them, and they stood up. They were good as dead, and that's really what humanity was. Basically, we were done for, but God has rescued us. He's in the middle of rescuing us, and in the Law of War manual. This is so cool. The Law of War manual, it says 11:11 is what triggers arrests. That is the trigger in the Law of War manual to arrest criminals, arrest warmongers, arrest those who have committed crimes against humanity. In 11:11, how cool is that too, right, everybody? All right, so I want you to see all of that. Now, I want to share with you guys also 4 more victories that we've had today. We're having just really victory upon victory, and it's been really, really fun to watch. So, you know, we are watching the dismantling of this worldwide multi-generational criminal network. That's what we're witnessing, and I hope that you are really enjoying the show to watch them being brought down. You know, all of the indictments against all these minions of the cabal, the January 6th people, that's a huge piece of it. I mean, there's just so many pieces of the puzzle. Something else I don't even have written on here today to call out for you is that J.P. Morgan is now under investigation. And I posted this on the social media today, but they are the arm, the financial arm of the cabal. J.P. Morgan has no compunction about doing any kind of crime. Of course, they sank the Titanic on purpose, to prevent anyone from stopping the Federal Reserve from being instituted. So they'll do obviously anything. And they have worked against the American people, against small businesses, for years, and just done for their cronies. Well, they're under investigation because of what they did debanking President Trump's his True Social, the company that runs True Social, before they were just about to launch. So they are under investigation in Florida. So, you know, it's for all of us. They've done a number on all of us. So for those of you who don't know where my social media is, it's right here. If you go to melissaredpill.com or freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, then you can find all the social media and follow. But that I just posted that today. That was really great that they are under investigation. So let's talk about 4 more huge victories. One is that, you know, obviously, Netanyahu has to be exposed before all the world and be brought down by by the Knesset, which is basically his Congress. But it's just a small portion of the Congress. But yeah, so this happened has happened today, but it's been happening for several days, and he is not obviously happy about it. This man is It's in Hebrew, so I'm not going to play it for you. But this man is speaking out against Netanyahu, and I'm going to tell you what he said. He said Netanyahu helped funnel funds to Hamas through Qatar, $3.5 million per month. He's calling him out right here in the middle of the Knesset. Netanyahu's been caught red-handed for funneling $1 to $2 billion to Hamas through Qatar just to justify wiping them out and killing any chance of a two-state solution. He's such a, and that's what I said, he's such a globalist, his hair even turned purple. So you can tell by looking at his face, he's not happy. Now, one of the reasons he was trying to keep this war going is that he knew as soon as the war was over, then they would be, that's the first thing that they would do. Of course, they wouldn't be able to politically bring him up on charges while the war was going on, and so now they are going guns blazing. Now, they are also, there was something I haven't even posted. I haven't researched it enough to really post it today, but they were saying that that I saw them handing out baklava in the Knesset because another arm of the Knesset is saying we signed an agreement to go ahead and kill all the Palestinians. I'm like, okay, isn't that what you've been doing for the past 2 years? So they're actually saying that they can kill all the people, any of the prisoners who have not been released. So anyway, I haven't reviewed that yet, but I'm just very happy that this man is being exposed before all the world. Turkey actually put out a warrant for his arrest, as well as I think 25 of their leaders in Israel for war crimes. So we'll have to wait and see what happens on that. But again, I believe it has to be he needs to be prosecuted by his own country as well as the Middle Eastern countries, and not just have, you know, America come in and try to tell them what to do. And of course, we can, you know, President Trump has always acted like, oh, Netanyahu is so wonderful. But what I think is going to happen is that once this truth comes out and it's clear to everyone that he has funded this, of course, President Trump knows all this, but once it becomes common knowledge, then we'll have to say, well, you know, we have new information, so therefore we have to, you know, agree with them that, hey, they have to, he has to be held to an account for these crimes because it was a crime against humanity. Now, we'll watch and see, understanding that he is the one of the top minions for the cabal. No doubt. The ones at the top, no one knows really their names or who they are always, you know, behind the scenes and behind the in the shadows. But you've got Netanyahu as their his chief evildoer in the Middle East. And then, of course, you've got all these in the intelligence community in America that are being brought down at the same time. So this is really great. So popcorn time. Okay, so that was one of the victories. And then this, I believe, is a terrific victory. I'm so proud of this woman. Her name is, I think, Tiffany Hyman. She was the one who was kicked out of Gold's Gym because she called out that this man was in the ladies' locker room, and it was a man. And she was not dressed, and here he is standing there looking at her. I mean, it's just awful. It's what are we living in, the bizarro world? It's outrageous. So this senator, this Democratic senator, and I don't even know what state it is, but anyway, so she is calling him out, saying, you know, I appreciate what you've done. You've done a lot of great things in our state, and blah blah blah. Oh, California, of course, it's California. Yeah. Anyway. That she is saying this is a man, and then you've got this whole group of people. They are brainwashed, like you like. Remember 1984? These are like 1984 actors that are just brainwashed into all this. And so when she says he's not a woman, he's a man, and so they start booing. No, he's a woman. It's like, it's the craziest thing. We're going to have, I'm so glad we have these clips. You know, I've posted these all of our social media. You guys have shared it. This is going to be for perpetuity. Everyone will know how outrageous it was that what we were living through. How, you know, not the least of it is, you know, you have boys playing in girls' sports and about, you know, killing them, right? And it's physically dangerous. And then you have literally men in the women's locker room. It's outrageous, right? And so we'll have it for all time that everybody will know that this is, yeah, because they wouldn't believe it. They won't believe it in the future if we don't have it and these videos. And they'd just be like, there's no way these people were so brainwashed. Yes, way. They were brainwashed that much. All right, so I want you to see that. What else? Oh, yeah, this one, here's another one. Okay, so that's the second victory. Here's the third victory. Hobbs, our favorite Hobbs, the little hobbit girl over in Arizona, the governor, Katie Hobbs, is now under investigation. Finally, how long has this taken? And it reminds me of Habakkuk 11, let's see. 2:11. Anyway, it says that if it tarries, wait for it will surely come and it will not be delayed. Here we're finally seeing this woman. Okay, so let me tell you what they're getting her on. The chairman of the Joint Legislative Committee has informed Maricopa County's investigator that the Auditor General will assist in the investigation. This comes after the Arizona Republic detailed how state contractor Sunshine Residential Homes bribed Katie Hobbs, Governor Katie Hobbs, and Arizona Democrats with $400,000 in return for getting millions in state money. So yay! Let's watch the walk of shame.
Why won't you take any questions? It's been 4 weeks, Governor, since you've had a gaggle. Why are you avoiding the public? Why are you avoiding the press, Governor?
In 4 weeks, Governor.
This is sweet. It's just sweet. I'm up to here with these people saying lies and getting away with it. Have you guys had enough? It's just so fun and enjoyable to watch the show and see them running from, this is just mainstream media. This is not even like a conservative or a conspiracy theorist or a MAGA. This is just regular news, and there she's running. So that's very, very fun. So bring it on. So between her and Netanyahu, because you might think, well, she's just a small potatoes. But the problem was she is the one that blocked the truth from coming out in the election. And if she had been honest, then Trump would have gotten in 2020. Right? So, 2020 was an eye-opening experience, wasn't it? 2020. All right. So then, okay, that one. Now the big one. This one is gigantic. And I want to show you our wonderful president and his extreme genius again. He's just been waiting. He's been lying in wait for all these years for this to happen. So let's enjoy this. The Chucky is bowing the knee to President Trump. Yay. Isn't that awesome? Now, this is not the Real Time Magazine. Somebody else put this on there, but I don't think that's the Real Time Magazine. Either way, the point is he bowed the knee, and the Democrats are flipping out. They're so mad that he he failed them. And so that's the end of Chucky Schumer. That's the end of it. If you remember the post long ago when Chucky was in the Oval Office with President Trump, and President Trump really told him what was going to happen and how it was going to be. And they said that he would never have a day of peace ever after that. And so I think he's just been, fighting back, but waiting for this day to come. And so it's just delicious. It's just delicious. Enjoy it. It's like putting chocolate on the popcorn. It's just enjoy it. All right. So I want you to see what exactly happened. This is what happened with Chucky Schumer. He did not vote in this to open the government. He did not vote. But what I believe is what he did was he called upon six others to go ahead and vote to stop the filibuster. And so it ended the shutdown. And so they held this held a key procedural vote, 60-40, to advance the bipartisan compromise bill that would temporarily reopen the federal government, ending the longest shutdown in history, 40 days, which is, of course, a testing period. And so ending the longest shutdown by funding operations through January 30th. So this just takes us through January 30th, these people. But either way, this, the huge thing that this that happened was it reversed some of the layoffs and promises a December vote on extending the ACA subsidies, but that is not going to happen. Not going to happen. Obamacare is all but over, and I'm going to show you why. And so it was called the Affordable Care Act, but it has been anything but affordable. It's the Unaffordable Care Act, and the only ones who have been able to afford it and who've done well on it is Obama and the insurance companies. They have gone crazy with their skyrocketing profits because it's been on our nickel, on our tax dollars. So I want to show you that. So anyway, these are the ones: Dick Durbin, Maggie Hassan, John Fetterman, Catherine Masto, Jackie Rosen, Angus King. They were just told by Schumer to vote for it. because this, you know, they knew that this was harming them more politically if they didn't. So yeah, now they're taking a lot of heat, but it would have been even worse if people did not have their SNAP benefits and all their, everything. So bottom line, he is toast. I don't know if you've seen that. He's really, they're all coming out saying he's an idiot. And so this is what President Trump posted about it. It says that DOGE halts the yearly payment of $2.5 million to Barack Obama for royalties linked to Obamacare. Is that outrageous? Now, there are posts in here that says, oh, this is fake news. This is fake news. I don't believe it's fake news. President Trump wouldn't have posted it on Truth Social if it was not. And, oh, this is just satire. Well, President Trump didn't say it was satire. And so DOGE said, no more. We're cutting off your $2.5 million per year in these royalties linked to Obamacare. That means since 2010, he has received $40 million for Obamacare. It's the whole thing is a racket. The whole thing is a racket. And it's really harmed our health. As much as it's harmed our pocketbook, it's harmed our health even more. Because how do these insurance companies make so much money? Is because they get the subsidies and they don't provide the care. And that's how they do it. And that's how that's ending. That's over. So I'm going to show you what President Trump said. He said, okay, that's the same one. All right, so he said, okay, so these are the things that got accomplished when they voted it down. That the Democrats gave up the subsidy extension. So in other words, no more are these insurance companies going to be subsidized. That was what it was about. That was what it was really about. Because these insurance companies are used to making this killing. And President Trump even said that they're making a killing on all of our subsidies. And now that's over. So I'll tell you this. We have some investments in 401k, and I had said, look, I don't want to have anything at all in any mutual fund that's tucked in somewhere that has anything for a health insurance. I don't even, or a bank. I mean, I had to go through and search to find mutual funds that did not have either health insurance or any of these JP Morgan banks. All these banks. So anyway, anyone who has invested in this, they had the warning, a fair warning, because I haven't looked at it today, but I bet their stock has plummeted like a rock. So I said long ago, I don't want to have any investment in there. You know, even if I don't make any money, I don't care. I don't care. I do not want to be a part of making money on the backs of the people, first of all. And I don't want to be connected at all with these criminals, whether it's the bankers or the healthcare industry. I don't want to be part of any of that. Only thing I want to be a part of is working with patriots like RFK and the wonderful ones over on my health page, freedomforce.live/health, who are really trying to promote good health. That's the only help that I want to be a part of. I don't want to be a part of any of these people. So here's the health links that we talk about I'm seeing true results. People getting well from all kinds of different maladies, detoxing and getting all these poisons out of their system and helping their body to truly get well. Probiotics that really help your body to have a strong immune system and to heal. So just that's what I want to be a part of. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, so he said also that the 40 days of leverage that they caved first, and then because all this time, which he didn't say this in this post, this was from MJ Truth. He didn't say this, but President Trump, through Russ Vote, has gone in and they have cleaned house, and they've gotten a lot of these things that they could do under this shutdown. They were able to do a lot of house cleaning, which is super, super great. Also, the Democrats were blamed for this, so they took a huge political hit, and the only reason they voted to stop it was because they wanted to stop the bleeding, so to speak. Okay, so then also, as far as Republicans, what the Republicans gave up is the 150,000 federal layoffs, but only until January 30th. Okay, so we'll just, little by little, we'll get this purged out of here. All the fluff out of our government will get out of here. But first, one step at a time. And then we locked in the full SNAP funding for one more year, excluding illegal aliens. All right. And then they promised a vote of the ACA, but that doesn't really matter because the House is not going to take it up. So it doesn't really matter. So ACA, really not Affordable Care Act, but the Unaffordable Care Act is dead. So yes, that's very, very good news. So now the other thing I want to tell you is that President Trump, I'm going to show you what is not on this sheet. It's not on this one. Okay. So I wanted you to also know that when they were exposed. Oh yeah. And the one crying is enjoy the show. He's crying because he's not going to get his $2.5 million. And every penny, all that money is going to come back to us. And he can't spend it where he's going. Right? All right. So it was $1.5 trillion that was being sent to these people. And it exposed the entitlement. This entitlement system has been exposed. You know, as we talk about every time, whether it's about what happened with Charlie, it was exposed how these people are just bloodthirsty and evil and excited to see someone killed in front of them. It's just for those of us who are normal, you just can't figure it out. You just cannot make any sense of it, right? So that got exposed, and that had to be exposed as far as the evil thoughts toward Charlie and the evil entitlement system. That had to be exposed. And it was dirty. It was bad. This whole idea that, you know, they can just, you know, not work and just get tons and tons of groceries at our expense. And the amount of money that we've seen that they were getting is shocking. Shocking. And especially the illegal aliens were getting. It's just shocking. So this is what they were obviously doing to try to bolster their voter base. All right. So the other thing is, no more subsidies to the insurance companies. That has been outrageous, the amount of subsidies. And that is where I had no idea. Look at this. The subsidies and the way that Obamacare was built so that they didn't have to pay for some of these things caused their stock to go up 1,177%, some of them. Which one is that? United Health Group. Even the lowest one, it was at 414%. Of course, they're screaming and crying because they don't want to have to stop the gravy train. But the gravy train came to a screeching halt. That's the end of it. And so, like I said, if anybody has the investments, I would get out while the getting's good. It's probably too late. I don't even know. Has anybody looked to see what the stock market is doing on United Healthcare? Anybody who has half a brain knows they better get out now, or it's too late, probably already. All right, and then this is the other thing that President Trump said. He says, okay, yeah, here's where he's saying. This is his post that was like he, with one truth, it was like he blasted a bomb. Democrats claim to be working for the little guy and driving down your health insurance, but the Obamacare scam goes straight to their best friends in the insurance industry. They're making a killing while health coverage only gets worse. If Democrats get their way, they're in for another huge payday at the expense of the American people. No deal. No deal. Republicans should give money directly to your personal health savings account. There you go. There you go. That's what's going to happen. Obamacare, bye-bye, and give the power to the people and get away from all the cronies getting all this money. Everybody needs to know that Obamacare was about money to the cronies, including himself. And that's over. They're killing us. They're making a killing at our expense, or have been until now, until Trump. He couldn't do this in his first term. All these things had to be done just piece by piece by piece. He had to do it in the correct order. It had to be that way. Anyway, he said that he has these health savings accounts that he put into the expanded Great Big Beautiful Bill. That's part of what was in the Great Big Beautiful Bill, that every person have a savings account that they can have the money transferred to them, and then you can spend it the best way that you believe it is for your family. And that's it. As an adult, you're an adult, and you can spend it for yourself. And he's also going to give everybody $2,000 for each person, except the extremely rich. Like the health, like these people right here. These people right here, they're not going to get the 2,000. All right, so that is just so great that he said that. Now, he also said, okay, they're making a killing. And then he said, I'm recommending. So here's where we're talking about the legislation that he believes should happen. I'm recommending to Senate Republicans that the hundreds of billions of dollars currently being sent to money-sucking insurance companies in order to save the bad health care provided by Obamacare be sent directly to the people so they can purchase their own much better health care and have money left over. Hello. In other words, take from the big bad insurance companies and give it to the people and terminate per dollar spent the worst health care anywhere in the world, Obamacare. Unrelated, we must terminate the filibuster. Okay, so that's on a side note, let's get rid of that because that has really just caused us so much damage. So how about that? I just love that. He, with this shutdown, he got accomplished so many things and most of all, getting completely rid of Obamacare. Really, really great. So very, very exciting. Okay, so now I have for you another, I have a special guest with us. You know, a lot of times on Tuesdays, I have a special guest. And so let me go ahead and do that one. This is my wonderful friends over at Pet Club. Have you heard about Pet Club? You know, we talk about the health and we talk a lot about just people, about helping humans or whatever, but this is to help our pets because the food has been awful. Be very, 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 very careful about what you feed to your little pup. And because there's a lot of things that their tummies just cannot process. And a lot of these big name brands are not good food at all for the pets. And so they have two things that they're trying to do is to make sure that you have a source to get really good food for your pet. And number two, if you have a pet that is sick, that the same types of healthy supplements that help us can help our pups too. So I want to, he's going to tell a story. I want you to hear this really cool story that he had a friend whose mother was very, very ill. The doctors could do nothing for her. And so he has a proprietary way of getting the special supplements out of mushrooms. And so he said, the doctors had given this woman up for dead. Basically, they just threw up their hands. There was nothing else that they could do. Don't even get me started on that. But anyway, and so he gave her these mushrooms. Now, again, this is just for, you know, this is not for a pet. This is for a lady, right? And immediately she took a turn for the better, and she got better and better and better from taking these mushrooms. No chemicals, no big pharma, no shots, no radiation, no none of that from mushrooms. And of course, you guys already know, I've quoted this so many times, that we'll live as long as trees, right? Isaiah 65. And in the book of Jubilees or Jasher, I always get it mixed up. Anyway, that in chapter 23, it says that we will return to the old ways and our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. All right, so I want you to hear what he has to say. This is not just for us, it's also for our pets. So check this out. It'll make you cry. This makes me so happy.
Dances. And his cousin in Japan, who is involved in the medical arena, reached out and said, look, we have something you should have her try. It's just a mushroom. It's in a capsule. We have a proprietary way we extract it. And it's doing some amazing things. And so he sent it over to her. She started taking it. And after the first 30 days, she noticed quite a considerable difference in the way she was feeling. Month two went by, more improvement. Month three, she felt as if that issue was no longer there. She goes back to Sloan Kettering 4.5 months after they sent her home. And they indeed found that issue to no longer be there. And so, as you can imagine, they were flabbergasted over what they had learned. They wanted to know every bit of information regarding this mushroom. And that is where the first clinical study started here in the U.S. And understand that, you know, this mushroom doesn't interact with medications. You can't overdose. You can't get addicted. You can't take too much. And so as it started being studied, what these studies concluded from almost every major institution you can think of is that it doesn't cure, mitigate, or prevent, but what it does is it modulates the immune system. Now, what happened is Simon would You know, anyone that would get within feet of him, he would tell his mother's story to. And others would try it, not that were, you know, necessarily ill, but there were people that were dealing with issues that would see tremendous results, but people that wanted to be proactive versus reactive. And so for years, that was happening. And Simon eventually went to his cousin in Japan and said, look, how do we bring this to the U.S.? You know, it's taking people as much as 3 weeks to get it. And just over 20 years ago, they were able to take control of that. Now Pet Club 24/7 is the only way to get this. Now, how did it evolve into Pet Club? Well, what ended up occurring is just over right around 9 years ago, one of the partners, Steve Youngblood, his dog died due to cancer. His two of his daughters had dogs that died due to cancer. And one of our other partners, Gino, lost a dog due to cancer, all within 4 months of one another, and all between the ages of 4 and 8. And so they're sitting together in the boardroom, and they're like, this is crazy. You know, we know so many people dealing with the same issue. And here we had this mushroom that we've been getting out for humans for years. And that's where Pet Club 24/7 was born. We found out some incredible things that are happening in the pet industry. And most people don't know this. 65% of our pets are getting cancer today. 1 in 3 allergies, 6 million new cases of diabetes, and our pets are living half as long as they used to. In the 70s, the average age of a golden retriever was 17, and today that average age is 9. And so we wanted to do something about it. We had a supplement that we could provide to them that was doing amazing things. And one of the first people, Melissa, that we were able to get this in the hands of as we were trying it out was a couple that are very good friends of ours. And he posted on social media to put his best friend down. And we saw that. I called him. I said, what's going on? And he goes, well, Zenta's had this major autoimmune issue. It's been going on for the last several years. And he goes, but just in the last year, it's become so bad that if she steps on cement or asphalt, her paw pads peel off. He goes, it's crazy. Even in the tile in our home, she has an issue with. And he goes, we dealt with that. But in the last month, it's become so bad that her hair, she's laying in the corner of her kitchen. Her hair's coming out in clumps. Her eyes are completely whited over. She has 7 big lumps down her side. He said 2 were the size of his fist. And he goes, to be fair, the vet did not diagnose them as cancerous, but the vet believes they probably are. And he goes, Kurt, she's 14. He goes, Huskies, 15. Yeah, almost 15. Huskies normally only live to be 12. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, she's my best friend. I'm just not ready. And I said, well, we've got something. I'd love for you to try it. Are you interested? You know, and he said, of course we are. We took it over. And here's the call I get 4 days later, Melissa. He calls me and I see it call and I answer. And the first thing he says is, what did you give my dog? And he said it in that tone, a tone he had never used with me before. And I was like, oh, no, what? Everything okay? And he goes, Kurt, Zenta just jumped on the couch next to me. And I said, that's amazing. And he goes, you don't understand. She hasn't done this in a year and a half.
Wow.
He goes, you think it could be this? And I said, well, Kurt, you know, we know some amazing things about it, but I can't answer that. And he goes, it has to be. It has to be this. We've done nothing else. And he goes, and so every day that went by, they saw steady improvement. And just around that 30 to 40 day mark, all the crystallization in her eyes is gone.
Wow.
He said, we noticed she was running into stuff before that. So, you know, she had to be going blind from it. All the hair quit coming out in clumps. No problem with the paw pads. They were having to carry her outside to use the restroom. And, of course, no problem there. And between 6 and 8 months later, all those lumps were gone. Zenta lived to be almost 20. Now, remember, she was almost 15 when this started.
Wow.
And her quality of life was so much better than the previous years. She didn't die due to illness. She actually died to an accident. They believe she would have lived a lot longer. And that's what we hear.
Wow.
So many people over the years calling in and say, our dogs are acting like they're 5 and 6 years younger again.
Wow.
We've had dogs with similar situations like Zenta that we've been able to turn around. It's just doing amazing things. But most importantly, being proactive versus reactive, getting a quality product in our animals is key. And that's what we do. That's who we are as a company.
Great. I just love that story. Thank you so much for telling about that. So, you know, when I started in this battle, I never expected to be a part of this. But we have to make, you know, we can do all these wonderful things and get the cabal out of here, but if we're not healthy, whether it's our animals or us, then it's curtains anyway, right? And so I love it to make animals healthy again, but let your food be your medicine. And that is so huge. You know, all the things that we are doing are natural things that God has provided for us to detox and to help our immune system to get strong so that we can live as long as trees. You guys on my channel already know I talk about that from Isaiah 65. We will live as long as trees. Well, how is that going to happen? It says in these ancient books that we'll return to the old ways. Well, that's exactly that. This mushrooms is clearly, you know, one of those things. That the people will begin to, their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. How exciting is that? So that's the mushrooms, but you also have lots of other things. You have really wholesome food, because a lot of times you were saying the other day on a video I watched that the food that we get for our pets is sometimes really just no bueno. So tell us about that. And also the treats.
Yeah, well, the same thing that's been happening with people has been happening with our pets as well, except the pet industry is even more loosely regulated than the human industry. So there are horrible things that are happening that they're getting away with because they can. And so we're finding lots of carcinogens in the foods that they're eating. They're baking it at really high temperatures. That's charring the kibble. And our pets are eating carcinogens all day, every day, for every meal of their entire life, most of the time. We're seeing animal byproducts, which are unclean meat sources. And Melissa, byproducts can include roadkill, euthanized animals, animals that are too sick for human consumption. Those are the types of products that are sold to pet food manufacturers at a discount, and they put it in the pet food. And again, they can. There's a really good documentary you can watch called Pet Fooled that takes a look into the pet supply industry and what they've been doing and how many of these manufacturers have been adding all these fillers and chemicals and synthetic ingredients and compromising these quality ingredients for fillers because it's cheaper for them and they can make more money. And little by little over time, it's compounded to the point where it's no longer even considered food anymore. It's not even considered nutrition anymore. And so what we want to do, being certified in pet nutrition, is we want to show people what to look for when they're shopping for their pets, because we didn't know, you know, we were like, oh, look at that bag of dog food has vegetables raining from heaven, you know, like that must be healthy.
Right.
And then we watched this little video on YouTube called 13 Worst Pet Foods, and it's like the number 5 worst food. Like, oh my goodness, we just judged the book by its cover, right? We just bought it because of the packaging.
Right.
And we're paying more, you know, sometimes you're even paying 2 to 3 times more thinking you're getting these higher end brands, only to find out that they're exchanging real protein for protein fillers like peas, beans, and lentils, which is too nutritionally dense at those high levels for our pets to be able to digest. So we wanted to, in response to that, you know, we could fight these companies and say, you got to change the way you're doing this. We can go to these institutions and organizations and say, this needs to be better regulated, or we can just make better food.
Let's just do that. Plan B. All right. So how about tell me also about the toys and the treats that we can get on the shelves.
So I have the video. I put it actually onto my website, so you can watch the rest of the video. Maybe another day I'll show the rest of it. But it's over on freedomforce.live. Let me see if I can. Yeah, freedomforce.live/pets. Okay, and actually, I need to put it on the. I'm going to put it on the menu also. But you can watch the video. There it is, right there for the whole video. I don't have time to show the whole thing tonight, but I wanted you to see that, and also you can learn more about what they're talking about as far as how you can make sure that you are getting the right nutrition for your pet, and then you can also look into their supplements as well as their dog food and their cat food. And these are the ingredients. I put them down here. These are the things that they have in their food for the animals. And so I'm sure it will save on first of all, that they'll live longer, and also that and happier and healthier, and also just save on vet bills, really. Okay, so here's like, I just took this, the pups were looking at me like, where are you going with our treats? They love these. This is hand-cut beef liver. They love this. So this is really such good treats that you know you're getting for them. And then here's their little puppy biscuits. That's what they look like. So they're kind of big, so I cut them into little chunks for my little wiener dogs. And then here is, I'll show you what the mush puppies look like. But here's the mush ponies. And so you can,
the dogs can eat that too. They're just bigger. And so here's what it looks like. Let me open this one. So they love it. So I asked Mr. Wonderful. He loves to feed them snacks when he's eating dinner. And so I said, well, can you just make sure that to give them this instead of people food? Because they really don't need to have people food. And they love them. They can eat them all day long. So anyway, so definitely check into that over on freedomforce.live/pets. Okay. And so then the last thing we're going to do very quickly is we're going to talk about I want to keep seeding our thoughts on the golden age and what is going to happen in the golden age for us to see just these bright, beautiful days. And we've had so much bad news. I just want to continually give us good news and seed our thoughts on what is going to happen in the golden age. So here is the here's the table of contents in the book. And so here it is, the golden age. Okay, the golden age. And so yeah, whenever they're talking about some of these, they're thinking that's so old age. We're talking about the golden age, not the olden age. All right, so here is my page for Red Pill the World over on Amazon, and I will share that link real quick over in the chat. Let me copy that and paste that in here. So let's do today the sample of freedom on the golden age of freedom. And so this is really cool. So there's several things about freedom, and I'm not going to go into the whole chapter, but the root of freedom is that the Lord loves freedom. He wants us to be free, but he knows that we're only free when we are walking with him. When we're doing, you know, something wrong, it's not freedom. It's a fake news, right? And so here it talks about what happened to humanity. In Romans chapter 8, it says, for creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will. Now it's even talking about the puppy dogs. It's talking about the weather. It's talking about the soil. It's talking about the trees. It's talking about everything in creation. It was all subjected to the sin. Because of man's sin, it permeated all of creation, okay? Not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be delivered from the bondage of decay into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. That pain, it's talking about birth pangs. It's a long labor period for everyone to get this kingdom born on earth. And so all of humanity is going to be delivered from the fall. They've delivered from the evil effects of the sin of mankind, specifically the sin of the cabal that has done these things intentionally to the animals, like putting the food in bags that's not good for them, that kind of thing. And so I go into more about that, but here it talks about how the Lord really loves freedom. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, and that as his Spirit permeates the entire world, there will be freedom everywhere. I know it's just hard to imagine, but in the same way that we saw the miracle happen, that you were asleep and I was asleep and all the people on Freedom Force Battalion were asleep and all the MAGA people were asleep, and then the Lord spoke to us and touched our hearts and awakened us, that's going to happen for everyone. It talks about this in Revelation 14. I talk about this in the book, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, that we were the first to wake up and then everyone else will, okay? I don't know exactly how that's going to happen, but it will. All right, so it says here about the enemy wants us in bondage. He wants us in bondage to depression. He wants us in bondage to fear, but also in bondage to debt, in bondage to the government, in bondage to the ACA, right? With how they've been stealing from us. Every which way to be in bondage. The poor people in Gaza in bondage to Netanyahu. And you see that every day one more tie is coming off of the people. Remember, you know, the sleeping giant, they just one tie after another was coming off until he was completely free. Remember that? Bondage to the government, bondage to the financial system, bondage to their narrative, bondage. But the Lord really, truly wants us to be free. So I wanted you to know, to really think about that he loves freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All right. And so I've got to read this one to you. Okay. Remember how he says, if therefore the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Let me read to you where that comes from. In John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus said, as he was speaking, many believed in him. And Jesus said to those Jews who did believe in him, if you remain in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So even though we're not, you know, our government's not completely free and all these things are not completely free, you and I, as we know the truth, we are able to walk in that freedom. And just that in itself has an effect on everything else to free everybody. So let's continually walk in freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of, you know, everything. They answered him, oh, we're Abraham's offspring. We've never been in bondage to anyone. How do you say we'll be made free? Jesus said, most certainly, I tell you, anyone who commits sin is the bondservant of sin. The enemy thinks that he tries to trick us into thinking that we're going to be free because we can do however we please, whether it's like these transgender people. Is that freedom? Clearly not, right? All these things that the people have said, oh, well, you know, we've got to have freedom for everyone. That is not freedom, especially for these women going into these locker rooms, right? They're a bondservant. They're a slave to sin. A bondservant doesn't live in the house forever. A son, though, remains forever. You see the difference? We are children of God. We are his sons and daughters. We will be free. We will remain in his house. This is really, he's talking about the kingdom. He's talking about the golden age. If therefore the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed. He is making us free right now. Isn't that awesome? I just love that. I just love watching God's word just being revealed. This is the revelation. It's all coming out and coming true before our very eyes. It just makes me so happy to watch it. All right. I think that's everything I had to show you today. And that's it. Okay. So here's where you can get the book if you want to read that. And I don't have the audiobook ready yet, but hopefully I'll have it ready for December. Let's pray. Again, thank you, Lord, that you are the God of truth. You're the God of freedom and that you love for us to be free. I thank you that you are setting us free one thing at a time. And we just thank you so much for the victory that we're seeing. Thank you for this day of our wonderful veterans. And not only it being Veterans Day, but now Victory Day because of our wonderful veterans. Thank you for how hard they have fought. And thank you for all these other front lines, even right now, and who have put themselves in harm's way and in danger. I thank you for every one of the patriots who has taken all kinds of guff because they've shared the truth. Lord, just thank you that you have filled us with your spirit of freedom and of love and of joy and of peace and of the golden age. We're already living in the golden age in one sense, and we're just ready for all of humanity to be set free, for all of creation, including the little dogs and the cats, to be set free so that we're healthy and at peace and everyone has everything that they need. Thank you, Lord, that this is our future. The golden age is our future. Not that olden age, but the golden age. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world. And you have bought all this for us because of your great love for us. Amen. I love you guys. I'm going to jet and I will talk to you. Actually, you know what I will do? Super, super quick. Maybe not. I was going to. This for some reason, I didn't see the hear any volume on this. But let me play it this time. Maybe it'll hear some volume. And you can see our wonderful president laying the wreath in remembrance of our wonderful soldiers. All right. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.